This looks great. Oh, LaCroix, my favorite. I'm gonna have to grab one of these. Just gonna throw this down here.
Sorry, what were your names?
My name is Katya.
What is it?
I'm Katya.
Hi,
Katya.
Katya.
Katya?
Hi.
Hi, nice
Eric.
to meet you, Eric, yeah.
Danielle.
Danielle. Nice
Yeah,
to meet you.
nice
Yes,
to meet you
and
too.
Michael.
And I would love to shake you in this
Get
moment.
you
And this
started.
is ridiculous.
Pretty awkward right there.
I think there is milk.
Who let the dog in?
Someone was late for the party.
Thank you. This looks great.
Good enough.
Really awkward trying to do this without knocking off
Making too
what
much
I'm
noise,
wearing.
yeah.
Also what I'm wearing, yeah.
Yeah. Is that mashed potatoes?
Yeah, I think
Yum.
so.
Yummy.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yummy.
Very good.
Didn't have breakfast, so this was perfect.
You're hungry.
Yeah, I'm really hungry.
Me too. This is a lot of food for
Yeah.
four of us.
Nice.
So are you playing? Oh, I guess our game got canceled this week, right?
Yeah, we don't have a date this week.
Yeah,
We missed you last week.
I know, I've been very busy,
Yeah,
unfortunately.
we won by two in overtime,
Oh, really? Who
That's
did
really
you guys
intense.
play?
One of the Google teams.
Oh, nice. Was it the one we played in the first week? Well, I guess that didn't really count, was it?
No, the other one.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really, really close.
Reached one here.
Yeah, nice. That's awesome, though.
We're down by three with maybe 4 seconds left. Tom got fouled at the three-point line and shot three or yeah, three
Yeah.
free throws made. Made the first one, missed the second one. Shot the third one. Almost had a rebound.
Made it.
Oh,
The buzzer. It
yeah.
was amazing. Oh
That's
god.
awesome.
Watching, yeah, highlight reel.
Wow.
All about basketball.
Yeah. You know, where
Any
we're
luck?
in the same Yeah, I guess you
Is it like
Yeah,
could call
it's
it
like
that. It's like a work league here.
Yeah, the Moffitt Gym.
Oh. Oh, I heard about that. Yeah. They have like a dodgeball league and stuff too, right?
Oh, cool.
Oh, really? Wow.
I think so.
I didn't know about that one. Like, that
Sounds
would be fun.
dangerous.
Yeah, I know, right?
In the face before a meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Enjoy your lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like obligated to eat more cuz there's
I know.
so
I
much
know.
food.
I'll have to go back for more later.
This is my first time I'm trying the quad. It's really good.
Really?
Mhm.
It's new. It's all a new trend now.
It's very basic but very tasty.
So do you think they use like a little, you know, just like a flavor
Oh,
or something
absolutely
like that?
not.
I don't yeah. I don't
Yeah.
think it's
It's
real.
all like sweetener and stuff.
Well, it's not that. It's like cuz
Natural
there's no
flavor.
sugar or anything in there but
Pretty
it's
damn
yeah.
addictive. Yeah.
I don't know. It is tasty though.
Oh, no, everyone loves that stuff now.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
where does everyone live?
I live in San Francisco.
Oh, nice.
Me too.
Yeah, you too? Nice.
Where in San Francisco?
You know where Alamani is? You know, just like close to Mission District but actual Visitation Valley. And you?
I'm up in Russian Hill.
Oh, nice. Nice area.
Nice.
Yeah.
And how about you guys?
I live in San Jose. I'm near Santana Row.
That's my area too.
Nice. And I'm also up there in Noe Valley.
Nice.
Oh my goodness. What are the chances?
Yeah,
Yeah.
so many city kids. That's awesome.
Well, I had to get away cuz I was born and raised around here
Oh,
so
cool.
I need to get away from home for
Yeah.
a little bit. Yeah.
Makes sense. You guys have quite the commute.
Yeah. Honestly, I end up hanging out with my family half the time since they're still here. It's like 2 hours.
mean, it's not as bad, but at least I'm probably 30 minutes, I guess, further south.
Do you
Yeah,
want me to
definitely
be take
helps.
the shuttle?
Mhm.
Yeah?
I do. I
That's
don't know
fine.
that I've seen you
No,
on the
I
bus
rarely,
though.
I take the west line all the way, so.
Yeah, so do I though.
Well, I'm rarely on it. Half the time I'll do Caltrain or
Okay.
That's fine.
Or just hang
Yeah, I
up.
take it every day.
Yeah. Or I'm usually the one passed out by the time
There you go.
But for you it's road strength to you and just like it's not a lot of you. It's awesome.
You'd think so.
Unless there's a traffic.
Traffic
There's
should
traffic.
be better.
How is that over like holiday season?
Oh,
Cuz every
it's
time
so
I go
nice.
by I'm just like, well,
Oh, do you mean
like
like the
shopping
traffic
holiday.
around? Oh,
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, it's a little crazy. Valley Fair is undergoing a ton of
Yeah,
construction right
it's
now.
gonna be ridiculous.
Yeah, but I like living so close to it at the same time.
Yeah, that must be nice.
So you grew up in Sunnyvale?
Palo Alto.
Wow.
Oh, nice area.
Yeah.
A lot of trees and greenery. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I know.
And parks as well.
A little jaded and spoiled.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, for sure.
And how about you guys? Did you grow up there in the Bay Area?
I'm from Southern California. Orange County.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'm from Washington, DC. It's a little bit
Awesome.
further away. Yeah. Yeah, what about you?
I'm originally from Russia. I grew
Oh,
up in
nice.
Siberia.
Wow.
So, but yeah, you know, just like it's a very different environment, that's for sure, but I love it here.
Yeah. You win for the farthest distance
That's true.
yeah, relocation.
If to travel Yeah, if to travel back, it will be probably easier to go straight through the Earth rather than around the Earth.
Yeah,
True.
It will be faster.
One day.
Well, one day, yeah.
You don't get to go back often
Yeah, not often, but indeed, in 2 weeks I'm traveling back there to
Oh,
visit my
nice.
old nephew.
Oh,
Wow.
nice.
Is that once the World Cup is done?
That's right. One week prior
Oh,
should be
okay.
done.
Okay. That'll be fun then. You get to see a little bit of that.
I'm excited about that
Yeah,
game
that's
too,
awesome.
even though I'm not too much into soccer. How about you guys? Do you watch soccer?
On and off, once in a while.
Yeah.
If it's on, I
If
guess.
it's on.
Yeah.
What team? Yeah?
For the World Cup I do. It's a little
Yeah.
bit,
Big event.
that's, yeah.
Mhm.
Usually not too big of a fan, but
Yeah.
Who are you rooting for?
That's a good question. So the US obviously is
Didn't
not
qualify.
playing, so can't root for them, you know. And then Italy, which is kind of my other team, they didn't make it either this year for, I think, the first time
It's been a while, no?
Yeah, been a bit of years.
In history or something like that. So
Wow.
I can't root for them either. So I'm just kind of rooting for good soccer, I guess.
Yeah. Entertainment.
Rooting for good sportsmanship.
Yeah. Everyone's a winner.
Yeah, well, not more just like entertaining soccer, maybe not
Yeah.
like
It's been good.
Yeah.
A lot of interesting upsets and stuff
Yeah,
out there.
it's been fun.
Yeah. Be cool to see. A lot of the like underdogs are doing really well.
So which is your favorite sport? You know, yeah, my understanding is that you watch soccer because it's big, you know, just like kind of event, right? So but what's your favorite, you know, sport? Maybe to do or to watch?
Yeah. What you
Mine
got,
is
yeah.
figure skating. I love figure
Oh.
skating, watching figure skating.
You also do it as well?
When I go, everyone thinks that it's a show. I fell down all the time
Yeah,
and
it's
everyone's
hard.
like, "She's good," and you know, just like you know, in the character, like she's fallen down. I'm not into character, I just fallen down
Oh, wow.
on ice. How about you guys?
Kinda like the basic ones, you know, football, I like baseball games, basketball, football and all that. Yeah, a little bit of that and some like contact sports on the side for myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What kind?
Lately I've been doing a lot of like boxing and
Wow.
kickboxing and stuff
Nice.
like that. Yeah.
Nice.
Until my body just
Yeah.
stopped
Good
doing
workout
it this
though.
year.
guys are more well-rounded than a sports fandom, but it's really only all basketball. I like to play it, I like to watch it. I'm a LA Lakers fan.
Oh no.
Yeah. lifelong, so huge Kobe Bryant fan.
Oh man,
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You guys, yeah, me too. So Danielle and I are on the same team here.
Really? Oh my
We
goodness.
play
Yeah.
I guess once a week. Though I had
On
not been
Wednesdays.
making the games quite as regularly, but it's a lot of fun.
They're really fun.
It's just at the gym, right? Yeah.
Is that your favorite sport too?
Oh yeah. We grew up
You guys weren't
with
in
it.
basketball how long?
We were
What
in
was
a few.
that?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's gotta mean something,
Yeah.
right?
You're a Bay Area sports fan then?
Yeah, I mean born and raised here too,
Yeah.
so.
This is
Yeah,
Went through the whole ball of
I guess you're allowed to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
Everyone
You're
else
given
sees
permission.
fair weather
Yeah,
fans.
exactly.
Oh my good.
I remember paying $5 to go to Warriors games.
Wow.
Those
And
were the days.
And they'd let you sneak up to the front cuz it was all empty. It was great.
So it got busier and you know, just like the more they wait started to
Oh
win,
yeah.
the more expensive
Oh yeah.
the tickets
And
got.
they're now very good.
Yeah, too good. I'm like, I can't afford to go
Yeah,
anymore.
it's crazy.
But it's kind of what upsets and annoys me, that they are moving into San Francisco
Yeah?
instead of keeping it, you know, in Oakland, because Oakland
Yeah.
also needs developments like that.
It's
And
gonna
San
be
Francisco's already
packed.
really full, crowded. Just Giants, you know, stadium would itself be
Yeah, it's gonna make it so much worse then. It's gonna be even more expensive.
Yeah. And with the hospital nearby, you know, just like I was just like, oh my gosh, hopefully they won't put emergency, you know, just like from there.
Yeah, really.
Because it's gonna take for a while to get there, and only
Yeah.
probably helicopter.
Yeah. To within the same city.
Yeah, we'll see.
When is that scheduled to happen?
I think it's like
I think
next
it's next
year.
year.
Already?
Yeah, 2019. Is it 2019
Wow.
now already?
Mhm.
No. I think 2019.
That's crazy.
Maybe 2020, yeah.
It's coming up.
Yeah, I know. Should've just bought some season tickets when it finally sold. I know a bunch of my friends did that.
But they keep jacking up the prices, right?
Yeah.
And even of those. Yeah. So I went to a game this year in April. And we had pretty good seats. It was like $500 or something per head. It's insane.
Wow.
It's like a one time thing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Can't really do that often.
Yeah.
It was actually a gift, which is really the only reason why I went, but
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because who else
That's
would
crazy.
get to spend on this?
Yeah.
Who did they play?
They play the Pelicans. So
Oh,
it was
that's pretty good.
yeah.
The Brow.
It was fun. Got to see them.
The Brow.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Yeah,
And
no.
the Pelicans won.
Wow. That's
Yeah.
good. What is it?
It's pretty early in the season.
It's actually the last game before the playoffs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still going for that much.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they're pretty crazy.
Sweet.
Yeah, so I would like to get another plate. We
I
have
may,
food.
yeah, I will probably
Oh,
get some
who made a
more.
lot of food today.
We'll probably get more soon.
Yeah. And it's delicious. I like it. You know, this kind of thing.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. What about some movies that you guys have watched recently? What's your favorite?
I saw Incredibles 2 this
Oh, you
weekend.
did?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was
Have you seen
also
it?
good. No.
No,
It's
what'd you
so
think?
good. I loved it. There's this short film in the beginning
That's
that's
what all my friends were telling me. That was just like nostalgic.
It is,
Especially
yeah.
like Asian families growing up.
Really?
Asian Americans,
Yeah.
yeah.
I don't know what it's about. It was about like making dumplings with your mom or something.
It's about dumplings.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was the first short film to be produced by an Asian female.
Oh,
Very
wow.
cool.
It's impressive how they take on those cartoons, you know, just like all about heritage, like Coco came in that kind
Yeah.
of like just
Yeah.
recently, which I loved. But
I did
with
too.
that, what was interesting that there was none of the Latinos, you know, just like making the, you know, in the process. process.
Yeah.
But you know, Latina community, they said that it's unbelievable that they were able to replicate all the history and traditions,
Oh
right?
wow. Interesting.
How about you guys? What did you watch, you know, just like recently?
Yeah, what have I seen? I finally saw like, what was that? I finally saw the Avengers.
Me too.
Yeah.
I saw
It
that
took
in
me a
theaters
while,
as well.
yeah.
Yeah.
How did you like it? I watched it also about
It was
two weeks
good.
ago.
Yeah.
I was a fan.
Yeah.
It was good.
Oh, solid.
It's pretty wild how they can bring so many different movies together.
Yes.
I heard it was a nightmare to do.
I bet. I mean,
Yeah.
yeah,
I wish
it's pretty crazy.
the actors, you know, because to
So
play
many.
roles.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
My husband enjoyed it. I said like he's a little bit too much of a celeb mixed together, all those things
Oh
mixed
yeah,
together.
yeah.
There's like Black Panther and
Yeah.
there's like all of those things, you know, come together.
Yeah, how do you give those characters enough screen time? There's like 40 different people.
You can't,
Can't,
right?
yeah.
It's like
And such big name people too.
Actors, yeah.
And then you get like a prologue to like lead up.
Yeah.
That's cool. For yeah, for what it is, and then like you set the I set the bar really low for
Okay.
expectations. I was like, you know, it's gonna be a big blockbuster kind
That's
of.
good. For me it was vice versa. I was like, there are so many incredible
Yeah.
actors. Just like, let's go for it. And then I was
Better
just like,
be good.
really?
Felt the same way. But I still liked it. I still enjoyed it.
Yeah, I would say, you know, just like one time to watch and you know, probably like never go back again. I would, you know, probably watch it the second time. How about you guys?
Yeah.
Would you watch it the second time around?
It'd be an airplane movie.
Yeah,
right?
Airplane movies.
That's a good category to have movies in.
Oh, I have, yeah.
Anyone watched Ocean's 8?
No. That's an airplane movie.
Yeah, maybe.
You gotta have those. The ones you're like you'll watch on a plane but you would never.
Yeah, either rewatch or just
Yep.
watch cuz you can. You have nothing else
Yeah, I've got a long flight coming up this weekend, so hopefully there'll be some good ones.
Where are you headed?
To Hong Kong.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hopefully you have a nice airline, not like one of
I
those that
do.
don't
I do.
have the
Yeah,
screens.
it's Cathay Pacific.
Oh,
And I'm going business on this one. I used miles for the upgrade, so
Nice.
I finally
That's
treated
awesome.
myself.
Yeah, upgrading to Delta
Yeah.
Sky is nice.
So hopefully that'll be nice.
Sitting down, setting champagne.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
right. So that'll be fun.
And then, you know, progress to that and once you land in, you're just like, I don't remember what more is I like. It was
Yeah,
fun.
right? The only problem is that I don't know how I will be able to go back once I do that.
You don't, you break the glass and
It's just like,
you're
oh no.
That's true.
That's what I'm kinda worried about. But I'm gonna enjoy it. Live it up for that those
It's your first
15
time?
hours. Yeah, it is.
Oh, man.
First time in Hong Kong?
No, in business.
Not in Macau class,
Yeah.
man. Yeah, you're gonna ruin it for yourself.
I think so too, but it is what it
Yeah,
is.
you deserve it.
I'll enjoy it.
That's awesome. Are you guys planning on any summer vacation? You know, just taking some time off from work?
This year is packed with weddings for me.
Oh yeah?
Nice. I also have a couple of weddings coming up.
I'm at that age where everyone's getting married.
Same.
It's so annoying. People are all like, LA, go here, go here.
It's expensive.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I know. I was just trying to book one and it's at like Newport Beach. And I'm like looking at the hotels. I'm like, I can't afford this.
Yeah.
Where's the Holiday Inn?
I know. I feel that one.
Yeah, so it's all adding up.
The gifts and the travel and the
Bachelor
clothing
parties
and the
and
bachelor.
yeah, the clothes. It's
Oh
not
yeah.
With all those parties coming along, like literally to bachelors, right? Plus, you know, just like bridal shower. Do you name it? Bridal bash. We're just like, what's that? You know, just like, where did that come from?
You made that up.
Yeah. But then after that is all the baby showers, so it doesn't really end with it.
I guess this is now our social life. It's just weddings.
Yeah.
Yep. And then what's next? Kids' birthday parties? Is that what happens? What do you do when you don't have kids?
Yeah, just attend them anyway.
Well, yeah.
Business idea here.
Cuz
I have
I'm
some
with my
children.
friends and they'd love to have kids
I
someday,
know.
and I'm just like, why would I spend all this time, you know, just like on kids and, you know, like it's personal choice and but yes, definitely there's a bunch of, and there are a bunch of things that you can do when you don't have kids.
Yeah, but if all your friends have kids, then
Yeah, you get roped
Yeah.
into all the invites and everything.
Yeah.
You kinda drag by default.
Yeah.
I can just be that creepy uncle that just stands there.
Beer in hand.
Yeah.
A lot of kids, but one of my closest friends, she doesn't, and I'm like taking this baby from our friends, and you're just like and she's like, I just, "Hey, Hannah, take this baby, look how cute he is." I'm like, "No thanks. I love your baby, guys, but no thanks."
Don't let it touch me.
Yeah, I don't know, I don't have attachment
I'm
issues.
good.
It's funny.
Well, hopefully that's still a while away for me.
Well, you're going to Russia in
Yeah,
November, and you're going to China, right? Is that for your vacation
It's
or
not for fun, unfortunately.
Oh. Can you
Yeah.
turn it into a fun?
Not this time, but I was out there recently and that ended up becoming a vacation as well,
Nice.
That's what I did last time, too.
Yeah.
Oh, where did you go?
Did Hong Kong and
Nice.
Beijing. Yeah.
Cool. I swung by South Korea.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Very cool.
Spent like 3 days there.
That's awesome. That's a good way to do it.
Right?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And how about you? Are you planning on any special trips this summer?
The only one I have really this summer is going to Texas for Fourth of July. Yeah, my friend actually invited me to her family reunion, which is pretty comical, and I said
Wow.
yes,
Yeah.
yeah. So I'm gonna go to that and then just eat all the good food.
Where in Texas?
Both Dallas, and then I'm gonna visit a friend in Houston, so it's gonna
Nice.
be really hot and
Yeah.
humid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not
Nice.
ready for that.
But the good part is they have almost every place has swimming pools, so you can really enjoy it, I think.
All I want is a barbecue next to a swimming pool. That's
Pretty
all.
good.
That's next week already.
That's a good way to do
I
it.
know, 10 flights, right?
Yeah. I'm not ready for that.
Last time I went to Texas I did barbecue. After day one I just
Yeah.
could not do it anymore. You start getting like the meat sweats
Yeah.
the salt level just goes through the
Yeah,
Yeah.
the salt, the sodium
Oh my
is
god.
insane.
And you're like, "I wanna watch this doc," and they try like here's a slab of butter on bread and they're like have at it, like cornbread.
And lemonade with like just sugar,
Yeah, and then
sugar
all
water.
that sweet tea, yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't wanna die by salt, here's some sugar.
Yes.
That's so good, though.
Do you like barbecue in general?
Yeah.
Yeah?
But try not to go too crazy.
I've noticed that I don't feel like I'm so
Really?
excited this year to celebrate my birthday during the barbecue party at a park. But you know San Francisco, how windy it gets, and it's on island was the windiest day ever.
No way.
So it seems to stop the, you know, just like a fire if it lasts a while.
Oh, yeah. It keeps going out. Was this next to the water?
Like in Clarksville
Christiansville
or something? McLaurinville?
Oh,
Clarksville? It's like it's just all the money, you know, just and there's still the revenue. It's considered to be the second largest park in San Francisco after
Huh.
Hollywood.
Oh, wow.
It's a little bit
Yeah, no,
larger.
I agree.
It has a beautiful lake, you know, just a couple of bikini-esque lakes nearby. But
Yeah.
to make story short, it's all obviously wasn't part of the actual
Oh, yeah.
because
Oh, man.
it's so
Well, that kind of
windy.
barbecuing is very different than
Yeah.
Texas barbecue.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, that stuff is
Yeah.
or Memphis or Carolina barbecue.
All over the world.
Yeah.
Wow.
So good. Again, I was
in Austin, Texas, a couple months ago for a bachelor party, and we got some barbecue down there, but I felt terrible after eating it. Like, it actually wasn't even that good, because the one that was really good was they like ran out of food. So a lot of them will only make enough for like a couple hundred people,
Yeah.
and then that's it. So we got there too late. So we're like, "Oh, let's just go to like this one next door," and it was not very good.
Oh,
And I felt horrible after eating that. But at least I had Texas barbecue.
Yeah, you cross it off and
Yeah.
check marks.
I just gotta do all the other southern shit.
Yeah, I'll have to do that again. But then I think it'd be hard.
Yeah. I just did my first coffee trial down in Iowa. That was awesome too.
Wow.
Like, that's where our wedding was at.
Cool.
They have a boardwalk house right on the bayou.
That's awesome.
It's gorgeous.
So how did it come to you? I mean, like, did they hook it or
They
that?
had, they, so they had a trailer where, like, where they boiled it at the house, and it's just probably like the size of this table full of coffee. And they just started, like, scooping it, like, shoving our coffees on the plates. It was ridiculous.
That's awesome. Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, and when you're done, there's like this little device you just recycle.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's funny.
Cool.
Wait, what? Is this just like filled up at the bottom of the
It probably does.
Yeah.
But I think the gators get to it or something.
Oh.
I'm sure. Something like that.
Oh, gators.
But yeah, it looks like green algae maybe. Yeah, at least. Well, that's where they come from, in the bayou, so yeah.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, you would think all the spices that would turn them,
Yeah.
you know. But no, never enjoyed coffee until then.
Interesting. Yeah, I've never had it either.
Yeah.
What's everyone's favorite food? This is a hard one.
That's hard. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the number one, maybe just one of your favorites, if that
Mike
makes
loves
sense.
oatmeal.
Yeah.
His oatmeal just like gives away too much. Oatmeal except for, you know, Palestinian food, for me it's too spicy.
Which?
Oatmeal. You know, Palestinian food, it's always spicy to me.
Okay.
But Italian, so French and Japanese.
Oh, but if it's, I was gonna say Italian and Japanese. I think I categorize as my, I will eat any type of that food anyway. Yeah.
Put in the Asian category. Yeah, Japanese. Taiwanese food.
What,
Kinda just like what I grew up eating, I guess.
They're all fairly different though. Like, which, what do you like more about?
I grew up eating a lot of Japanese food.
Okay.
Yeah, Taiwanese food. Latin modern.
What else do you like to eat?
I would say Italian food is, that's what I, that's like my comfort food. Really like Japanese food. On recent trips, I've come to enjoy Chinese food much more, but more so Cantonese.
That sounds so unhealthy for you.
Cantonese food? Not,
And like Hong Kong?
I guess it depends. I mean, some of it can be like very fresh and like,
Yeah,
that's more what I think of.
Maybe I eat all the like junk.
Yeah.
I'm the cherries and glue and trim. Are we talking about one class of crap? Oh, it's my favorite.
What is another without thinking
Yeah.
about
I'm thinking of more like, like just like the way that fish is prepared.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So steamed.
Yeah, like very freshly. In ingredients versus like some of the greasier Chinese food.
Yeah.
But that was more when I was first shown when I was there and was not a big fan. And then I had more of the cleaner stuff. It was like this is awesome.
Yeah. So which is your favorite part in Cantonese, you know, dish maybe in Cantonese?
I don't really know enough to say, but I guess because roast goose, Cantonese.
Oh.
Well, the ones in Hong Kong.
Yeah,
yeah.
That would count, right? Those are amazing.
That's what I was thinking about when you said,
yeah.
Like, that stuff is not
Yeah.
healthy.
Is it like between prison dog? Oh.
Yeah, it's been roasted like suckling pigs and stuff you can get.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that's not
Six-week-old baby pig.
If you want something, you know, just like, I think you might be interested. Like, there is in Napa Valley, there is a place, you know, just like, off the street, there are more like wine
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
You've been there, right? So, do you know that they do tournaments? And the way this, like, there are knights, they, you know, just like, you know, just kind of portray that way of fighting with each other. And after, you know, after that, after 2 years, you know, tournament, they sit down and they have the pigs on the way, you know, those pigs, you know, so.
Interesting.
I'm not sure if you, anyone that know you, just like, you did it, maybe that's.
That's crazy,
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't know the other. There's always like some people might find it.
Yeah. No, that's a very Filipino way, actually, that's huge, huge pig on the table
Oh,
with an
wow.
apple in his mouth, yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
sounds good.
It's pretty good.
A lot of cultures do that. I know, like, my Greek friend, they would do a roast pig for their family reunion also, and so.
I've heard, like, they do, like, lamb roast or something
Li- oh yeah.
Oh my god, they can pitch.
Whatever meat.
Italian food, I've never been as into the meat dishes. More so the pasta, yeah. And obviously stuff, you know, pasta with meat. Like, once had this wild boar ragu. One of my favorite meals, it was at this, like, medieval castle in a small town about an hour and a half from Rome. Still remember that as one of my favorite meals.
Wow.
With the local wine, it was
Cool. I still need to, like, get out to Europe
Yeah.
and check it out.
It's harder here, though, on the West Coast.
It is, yeah. Okay, it takes a while. So when I was in France, to be honest, I wasn't impressed as much. If you went to different restaurants, like, you know, where locals went, you know, from anywhere from cheap to expensive ones, but I really enjoyed the French cuisine, California French cuisine, because I think it's the best, you know, the way how we cook. Maybe we're just spoiled here, because we have really good restaurants here.
We do.
Yeah, and the diversity of food.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. And for the Italian, my favorite is a pasta dish, carbonara, you know, just celery. And for the meat dish, you know, probably carpaccio. So anything with bone meat. My favorite thing. So, and in Japanese food, which one do you like the most?
Oh.
I don't even know where to start.
One dish to try, you know, just like, which one
Yeah,
did
one
you like
last
so
meal.
far?
Oh,
Yeah,
last
one
meal.
last meal.
Would be sushi for me.
Or something like that
Fatty
for
tuna.
Same one.
The fatty tuna.
And like a whole bunch of
Tori.
bolognese or something.
Tandoori.
Yeah.
With some Sichuan peppers in there just to make sure I could feel something before I die. Have you guys had that before, the Sichuan pepper? It's crazy.
My spice tolerance isn't great, but.
So it's not that hot, but it's numbing. So it completely numbs your mouth.
That's terrible. How can you taste anything?
Well, I guess it's not completely numbs it, but like mostly numbs it. And it's a very, very weird feeling. So I did
Big in China,
a hot
right?
pot, yeah. And ate the pepper. And it's really the peppercorn. So
Yeah.
and like nobody warned me that
Oh,
this was gonna happen.
only the best people,
That's
yeah.
the only way you should
That's right,
prepare.
yeah.
It's much better that way.
You tell them after.
Cause they and then
Yeah.
I was just like, what is going on? And I was like,
Yeah.
I'm like, and they're
Then
like,
you
oh
went to
yeah,
the
Sichuan pepper. I was like, this is it. It was crazy. It's a very, very unique sensation.
Yeah.
So I recommend that. Actually,
Hey, recommend
there's one here in Cooper.
There's a handful of them. I
Tino?
just saw Hai Di Lao here.
Hai Di Lao, yeah. If you ever just want to mix it up a little bit and have a numbed mouth,
I'm not really
definitely
sold right
recommend
now
it.
for some reason.
It's kind of fun.
It's fun, yeah.
It's like
You're
going to the
expensive.
dentist. You do
It's
it
great.
crisp.
When
I'm
you
okay with spicy. I'm getting better.
have people confident, like, I don't know, this is good meat. Yeah. Let me take you somewhere real quick.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not like the painful heat that you get, you know, with some that you just like,
wanna die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nothing like that. It's just
You
like,
can't
whoa,
fight.
this is hot, but it's bearable.
Yeah.
Just
Can't feel it again.
Yeah.
Seriously. It also tastes good. Like, there's taste to
There's a pang.
Yeah.
Like a pang.
So then when you eat it, do you get used to it?
I don't know. My mom can just hammer away like nothing. So maybe like maybe
I don't feel it less.
No.
It's an also interesting thing about culture. Each country has their own slice. Where I'm originally come from, in Russia, it's so kind of just like mustard. And we have different varieties of mustard depending on how it's made. Also the horseradish. So it's those two kind of like mixed. But from the previous republics of the Soviet Union, we had this spices called ajika with different kinds of herbs with just like some years. My husband, he's from Guatemala, and they have all kinds of herbs, and but they're always mixed somehow with tomato or kind of tea also. In Asian culture, I visited the wasabi.
Yeah. Well,
Yeah.
that's horseradish usually.
Oh,
Although once you get here, yes, it's similar. It's horseradish. But yeah, that's a big one, especially for just like Japan. I'm like, I want more of that. I wanna dump
Wasabi type?
Yeah.
That what you said?
Wasabi, garlic,
Yeah.
and peppers, and
Yeah.
black pepper. Yeah.
You non-provist.
Oh my god.
That's some
That's
real
just fire.
hot food.
I've heard that in Italy, they have a factory where they basically just produce different spices. Again, of course, like some goggles and masks. So, but they just like have smallest amount of fluid, they say saffron, and big amounts can make your like blood become a jelly because you cannot really keep a lot of saffron spice. That's why it's all in small, just
Really?
like
Oh.
So be careful in saffron, guys.
Yeah.
So, but
Rely on
the spices, there's there are so many varieties of that.
Yeah.
Wow. This is in Petaluma, you said?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like this.
So for me,
Oh
the
yeah.
spices thing was just like probably huge in the Netherlands, right? And when people would be explaining like how your hair would get set on fire, I was just like, it's not true. Have you ever thought of your hair setting on
No.
fire? No, try peach.
I have. Wow.
That's what so when I went to South Korea, every restaurant would be much and they're all so disgusting. And some places are just like shit ton of garlic.
Yeah.
And
It's
the others
really
were really
fermented.
spicy.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I was happy. The whole time I just walked around with my mouth was like you can just taste the garlic for months.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's proven now to be spicy in the food.
Kimchi tasting, but we have this thing
Yeah.
where wine tasting rounds in the Korean, so they have kimchi tasting
Yeah.
rounds.
Yeah, sure.
That's funny. I could do that. I've caught myself sitting there eating like a bucket of it straight. So good.
So what do you guys recommend for good day trips or hikes around here that you guys have done?
I will be honest, Tamales Bay.
Tamales Bay?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Tamales Bay. Have you been there?
I have.
They changed it up
Such as, is that Rat Town? Is that the same thing?
Kind of. Well, it's
What?
it's where
Did
the
you
oyster
say
farms are at.
Tamales Bay?
Tamales Bay?
Tamales Bay, Tamales
Do you know where all the oyster farms and all that are now?
I thought
Yeah.
they closed it, no?
They reopened it, but they don't have picnic tables anymore.
Oh,
So
that's
it's
a
just,
pity.
yeah. I think it was something about a license they couldn't get. So you can't technically grill and barbecue. So they just give it to you and you're on your picnic section.
I went to Hog Island.
Yeah.
Nice
That's in
hill.
Maryland.
Yeah, which was right up there.
Yeah.
That was good. That
Yeah,
was
they're
cool.
super nice. Yeah, we would do that all the time. Just
Yeah.
go out to chef's places on a day out.
So do you have to pay per pound or
Yeah,
something,
they just
or is it
sell
like
you
a
like
fee?
a bag of oysters. They're
Oh.
like, here you go. Get a oyster shucker.
Oh,
And
nice.
what we would do like we would typically go out for like birthday parties, so sometimes we'd go make a barbie something like that.
Yeah.
Just stay up late and cover barbie, picnic, snacks
Picnic,
and stuff
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
And then just oysters.
Cool. That sounds awesome. Where is this in, it's north of SF?
North, yeah. It's just keep going past. Just drive north. It's about another like an hour or so. Yeah, just like just Hog Island, Tamales Bay.
if the gram goes up on the consumption.
Yeah.
You can already switch to, like, instead of breaking and opening, you will be closing it out, you know, just like the thing out on the shelf.
Just talking to
Just
it.
talking to it. Have you, has it ever gotten to that point?
I don't, not that I know of. What do you like to do around here in the south maybe?
If you're active, I recommend like Mission Peak, if you've noticed I'm not before. It's pretty intense. I didn't realize that and I didn't bring a lot, I didn't bring enough water.
Neither.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's pretty intense.
And
like no shade.
I thought it'd be a quick little hike.
Yeah, it's not.
Turned out to be a lot tougher than I thought.
Wow.
It's pretty tough. You have to like stop every now and then, catch your breath and keep going, but the view at the top is really worth it. So
How long was it?
A few months?
Something like that.
Yeah, but it's
Oh, so not
straight up.
that long, but it
No.
Yeah.
It's still intense
There's
enough.
just still climbing up
The
there on
elevation
the cross
is,
piece, but
Wow.
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the foot of the mountain, I guess, is a sign that says, okay, this is a pretty strenuous hike.
Yeah.
Make sure that you know that and, you know, caution.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that's not bad, and then I actually do it and like, this is pretty
Okay.
tough. And I don't know,
Wow.
I consider myself to be kind of active,
Yeah.
so, but it's worth it, it's fun. Just don't go and just worry, like, do not set up like this weekend, because your tent doesn't go, you're hot. Well, you guys are in the city, so you guys
You
don't
went this
have.
weekend?
No, I just, this weekend was really hot. And my apartment doesn't have AC, so it was
Oh.
pretty miserable.
Yeah.
Oh man, I went to San Francisco. I don't think San Francisco, except for the full window of the moon at the same time, is AC on single, other
Yeah,
than
but
the
it's
hotels.
totally different up there. I mean, it's
Really?
like
Yeah.
You have like natural AC.
Yeah,
It's hot.
it's never
Oh, good.
There was a heat wave last year, though.
I don't
Oh,
have,
yeah.
I don't even have air conditioning either, but I never need it.
Yeah, you don't need
No.
it.
It's usually like 50 degrees in my house.
Yeah. I also don't really have heat in summertime. It's kinda
Me neither.
it's like, it's just always
Turn on all
kinda
the stoves
like
and just hover around
cold,
that.
yeah. Well, I don't really mind it. I'd rather that than being hot.
Yeah.
Also, you're from the East Coast and you're from Asia, so our cold and our hot are like,
Yeah.
you know,
It's very true.
almost a moderately
You
comparable.
guys can't go there anyway.
Yeah,
We're in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
Obviously, it's great to live though, so
Yeah.
I think it's interesting because, like, I lived here for about 10 years and I still, you know, find some places that I haven't heard about. Like, for San Francisco, there is Falo Gardens. Have you heard of this one?
I have heard of that,
You've
yeah.
heard? It's beautiful. The Kearse Gossip, right? You know,
Oh, yeah. Central California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Falo is like 8 minutes away from 280. It's from San Francisco, 20, 30 minutes away, you know, transiting. Huge building, flowers and stuff. Have you been ever, have you ever been to Kearse Gossip?
No.
No.
I haven't either.
Like,
Oh, you haven't been
California,
to
so
I
I've been here my
Yeah.
whole life and there's so much I haven't
Well,
seen,
that's one
so.
of those places, cause it's almost passive driving to LA more than that. And you're just like, I just wanna get there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that happens, right? And I have some European friends who've never been to, like, London or Paris because they can't at any time.
I've never been to St. Petersburg.
Really?
Moscow, yes, but not St. Petersburg. I've always wanted to.
Okay.
I haven't even been to Alcatraz. I
Yeah,
know,
see,
like,
there
a
we
window.
go.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And you grew up here too.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
know. So
So
I haven't
good.
even been there.
DC, I would always do the touristy things when relatives came.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's when we would do, like, museums or monuments and those would never happen otherwise.
Yeah.
Just
Have you been to the White House?
I have.
Before they didn't allow you, now they don't allow anyone except you need to write your signature,
They're
right?
still, I think they still allow you now.
Hmm.
They'll always allow people, but actually I'm not sure about how it is now. There are different kinds of